Michigan Department of Health and Human Services radio station. Dana just mentioned him. I just mentioned him a moment ago with Dr. Joan A. Khaldun, Dr. J., the chief medical executive and chief deputy for health at Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And now Marie Osborne gives us the latest report as our WJR senior news analyst on that story about the COVID vaccines that are set to expire. Marie?
And Paul, as you said, there are 370,000 of them set to retire, or set to expire, we should say, here in Michigan in the coming weeks. Now, Michigan has done pretty well, as we heard from Dr. Joan A. Khaldun, with distributing some of these vaccines. Some are going to the big pharmacy chains here in Michigan. Others have been given to other states, including the state of Minnesota. But not all states across the country have done so well. Iowa might have to actually throw out tens of thousands of doses of the vaccine over the next few weeks. The Iowa Department of Public Health, along with the Des Moines Register, reporting about 39,000 of the state's doses are set to expire in about a week, and another 178,000 could expire by the end of August. And across the U.S., millions of unused COVID-19 vaccines are set to go to waste as demand dwindles. Several state health departments say they have repeatedly asked the federal government to redistribute their supply to other countries, many of which are facing that third wave of COVID-19 and the pandemic. Officials in Washington, they've rejected those requests, saying there's legal problems and logistical challenges that face them if they try to do this. And of course, why is this happening? And you can guess that the demand for the vaccine has dropped considerably. About half of the U.S. population now fully vaccinated. But this waste of vaccine is a huge problem. Here's what the colonel of the Arkansas Air National Guard had to say about it, Robert Ator. He said, "We're drowning in this stuff. It is starting to get a bit silly, and we want to make sure we're being good stewards of the vaccine." So some of the wastage could be forestalled if health officials extend the shelf life of the vaccine developed by Pfizer. But such expiration dates can only be extended so far. So this is a continuing problem in the country, Paul W.
Yeah, and we seem to be right there smack dab in the middle of it. You mentioned these other places that are going to have to destroy their vaccines. Aren't we in that same position?
Here in Michigan, right now they are able to distribute. They have not made any indication that they're actually going to be destroying any of the vaccine, or that any of it will expire before they can move it along down the pipeline. At least here in Michigan, that's what we're being, the information that we're being given. But that's not the case around the country. And in fact, I know, Paul, that you've done some information and some reading about how they've had shortages right across the border in Windsor. We're talking a half-hour drive, right, to bring the vaccine across the border. But the logistic problem, the legal problem to that, according to Washington, it's just insurmountable and they can't do it.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean, this is our greatest trade partner,
yes.
Canada, and they happen to be our neighbors and friends. They are part of our family. It's merely a river that separates us. If we have you heard it here first. In the next 4 weeks, we are not going to put 376,000 vaccines into people's arms that don't want them unless we hold them down, and I don't think we're ready to do that. So we are going to be in a position of having to either destroy or drive through the tunnel or over the bridge and give them to our Canadian neighbors who desperately need them.
Right. Well, that has to be, I mean, that can't sadly just be done, but And a supposedly work has been done to try to get vaccine over the border, but it's very complicated. Certainly it's complicated to get it to another state, but far more complicated to get it to another country. But it's sad when you think they're so close to us, and they are certainly our biggest trading partner and our good friends, that we can't get this vaccine to Canada, who really need it right now.
Let's not let down our family. Our Canadian family. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, is